please help me welcome the newest homeowner in the great city of Newark, in the great South Ward, the owner of this beautiful home behind me, Miss Patricia Hobbs. Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who came out today. I manifested this house. I want to just start off by saying that 2 years ago, I woke up and started writing that I wanted a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom driveway, backyard with a pool.
Hello, Newark, and everyone listening in. Welcome to episode 9 of season 3 of Rising 60. In this episode, we're discussing home ownership and what we are doing in the city of Newark to increase it and promote housing stability and wealth building for city residents. Only 1 in 4 residents own a home in Newark, and with corporations vying to purchase houses and turn them into high-cost rentals, it's incredibly urgent to provide residents with affordable pathways to home ownership. The Home Ownership Revitalization Program, which many know as Dollar Properties Program, is specifically for residents of Newark. It enables the low-cost sale of city properties to residents who have lived in Newark for 5 years or more or have been displaced by gentrification. It is important to note that the buyer will have to pay for repairs or construction of the homes. However, they'll receive a low-interest mortgage to cover those expenses. Vacant lots will also be used soon for construction of 1, 2, 3-family homes. We have to obviously test that out, but that's the direction we're moving in. To discuss this, we're going to have Marcus Randolph with us, President and CEO of Invest Newark. Bruce Marks, CEO and founder of NACA, Assistant Director of Newark's Department of Economic and Housing Development Department, Gerard Crowder, on the podcast shortly. And following our discussions with them, we'll be joined by 2 Newark-based homeowners who have both benefited from the Section 8 Homeownership Conversion Program, Patricia Hobbs and Tricia Lebrano.
All right, we have a good show today. I'm excited to hear, you know, this information about home ownership. This is a big thing that the city of Newark has been pushing with your administration. So I'm excited to hear about that. But before we start with that, I'll go over some Newark news. For the past 5 days, NACA held a 5-day low-cost home buyer event called Achieve the Dream. I'm sure when Bruce comes on virtually, he can explain a little more about the Achieve the Dream event that happened at Robert G. Hotel. There were thousands of Newark residents who attended who were eager to purchase homes here in the city or learn more about how to do so. There's an event coming up, a great workshop that is geared towards individuals who are interested in pursuing careers in entertainment, film, and TV. That'll be taking place at 54 Halsey Street Express, Newark, on July 11th at 5 p.m. And the last bit of Newark news I wanted to discuss is the summer fun. Summer is here. Students are out of school. Yeah. The Department of Recreation and Senior Services will be rolling out their summer fun lineup. Newark has so many amazing programs, camps, trips. Yeah. I mean, the summer is filled of stuff to do for kids, you know.
Yeah, and it's a variety of different programs. People always say it's nothing for kids to do, which is really just not true. We need to get more information to them or try to get people more engaged. There's stuff from, you know, science activities to golf camp to all
types of stuff.
Yeah, so it's not basketball and kickball and all the other kind of things.
Swim classes, free swim classes.
Swim classes.
Which is amazing. Not a lot of cities offer that.
Not at all.
Yeah. So the summer fun booklets will be released soon by the Department of Recreation and Senior Services. And I would say, like, people should probably tune into your Facebook Lives for more info on that.
Yeah.
You recently did a Facebook Live with Director Redding, which was great. And then the social media pages will be sharing more information, but there will be information shared in person as well.
Like
booklets, flyers, and all of that.
Yeah, I do. Before we want to bring on a guest, I do want to, you know, some bad news that, the Supreme Court just, shut down the affirmative action for college admissions, which is really leading the way for them to, like, dismantle everything that's related to that.
I looked up on my phone, I seen it on my Apple News feed.
Yeah.
So I wanted to read about it, which is crazy. I was like, what is going on? You know?
Yeah, so you can't even try to rectify past wrong by making sure you have spaces for African-American, Latino, other underrepresented folks in your university anymore. It's going to be against the law to do that.
That's insane.
So, yeah.
That's insane. So, I mean, I'm sure once the news spreads, folks will definitely be reacting to that and fighting against that.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right. So did you want to go ahead and introduce
the guest? Yeah. So we took first guest. We're going to have President CEO of Invest Newark, Brother Marcus Randolph, is going to be here with us, and also CEO of NACA, Bruce Marks, and Assistant Director of Newark's Economic and Housing Development Department, Gerard Crowder. All three of these gentlemen working together for our dollar program, as people know it as. So we bring them on in.
Yep, and Bruce will be joining us virtually, so we're going to get that up and rolling.
Just again, thank you guys for coming and being on our show, Raz and 60. Appreciate you, myself and Desiree. Just to you, Bruce, explain to people what NACA is. Everybody asked me, what does that mean? What is that?
Sure. So to hear you, we are Nonprofit Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, acronym NACA, NACA. So we're the largest HUD approved counseling agency in the country. We do about 20 to 30% of the counseling in the country, and we have the best mortgage in America. No down payment, no closing costs, no fees at a below market fixed rate. Without reconsideration of anyone's credit score. So, we had $20 billion in this Best in America mortgage, and we're thrilled to work in partnership with Mayor Baraka in the city of Newark.
And you guys have been in business for how long?
I'm sorry, it's...
You guys have been doing this work for how long?
Oh, I had started NACA 38 years ago. So we're an outgrowth of the hotel workers union, and right. Frankly, as you can see in my background, we're an outgrowth of people fought in the civil rights movement, fought and died in some cases to give us the opportunities that we have today, and we're building on those fights and that legacy. And that's what we're doing. And over 75,000 mortgages, 93% of the mortgages have been to people of color. We have a foreclosure rate of 0.00012. So we have demonstrated that when you do the comprehensive counseling and provide the best mortgage in America, people make the payments, and it's the best deal out there with the lowest fixed interest rate as well.
So what do you really need to do to qualify to be a part of these programs?
Well, you have to start. So you go to our website and you sign up for a home buyer workshop, and you go through that, and then you do the one-on-one counseling, and you upload your documents and put in your information into your own personal member portal. And then through that counseling, we determine whether you are ready for home ownership. And it's really very simple, as Mayor. That is, first thing you want to look to see whether someone's ready for home ownership. So what you do is you focus on the last 12 months of payments that the home buyer controls. So for example, you eliminate, you don't consider someone's late payments on their medical bills, because that's not a reflection of whether they're ready for home ownership. That really says we have a dysfunctional, unaffordable healthcare system.
I know that's right.
So you look at that, and you never consider one's credit score. Secondly, how you determine whether someone, what they can afford. You look at what they're paying in rent, if they can afford that, and then if they want to pay more than what they save every month. And lastly, you look at the minimum required funds. You do not need that for the down payment. You do not need that for the closing costs. You need it when you prepay your taxes, insurance at the closing. And what's really amazing, and I have the best job in this country, with all due respect, Mayor, I believe I have that, because we can make miracles happen every day, and we do with our staff. And we had so many people come to the Newark event, and it was, everyone was there by word of mouth, by hearing from friends, family, neighbors, co-workers, and from the mayor, who obviously people trust and who they rely on you. So the fact of the matter is, that's why people are coming. So our attitude and our perspective is, if you build it, people will recognize it, and people will tell others and they'll come. And that's what they did. Right. And if I can just add one more thing to it, we did this for 5 days. The last day, Tuesday, at 7 o'clock at night, the workshops, which is the first step, was full. We had about 1,000 people on Tuesday night, at the last day, because people heard, not to mention the over 20,000 people that came during the 5 days.
Wow. That is great. Just to you, Marcus, or any of you, or actually, how do we close this home ownership gap that exists in New Jersey? I know it exists in America, but in New Jersey is very stark.
Yeah, it absolutely is. You know, we know that the numbers are not good. We know in Newark, it's only about 25% roughly. And in New Jersey, homeownership rate among people of color is not very good. So we do have to get aggressive. I think it's a couple of different things for the new mayor. I mean, we have the traditional things where we're making properties affordable for folks. We're getting them trained and ready to be homeowners. But I think we got to broaden that picture as well and look at ways to just help people manage their own money better, you know, and get them more than just, you know, financial literacy classes, but actually get them like some coaches, help them train their money, prepare the homeowners. That's one other thing we could do.
Yeah. You want to jump in on it?
Yeah, absolutely, Mayor, if I may. Really have to take a look at equitable growth here. And you established a framework where it requires us to be really thoughtful. You know, we need to target folks who traditionally have been faced barriers and challenges, you know, put before them. So it can't be, you know, just a broad approach to it. We really have to take a look at, you know, what are some of the barriers and challenges. And to Marcus's point, you know, once you help build those people up in terms of their capability, then the question is, okay, well, where are the opportunities, right? Where's the land? Where are the programs? Where are all those things? So, you know, it's really a continuum of things that we need to do, but we absolutely have to be make sure that it's an equitable approach in order to meet the needs of people who have needs based on, you know, decades of disinvestment and policies that were designed to do exactly what we see now.
Right.
So what about, let's get to these dollar properties. So, you know, once a resident finds out about it, you know, there's thousands of people at these things. You talked about people need to figure out how to use their money properly. Will counseling be available to folks? You want to walk us through the process, anybody, of, you know, what happens? If I come to a big giant seminar with 20,000 people, how do they know I want the dollar property, and what do I need to do, and how will I get counseling and all these other kind of things?
So if I can talk a little bit about that. So the $1 program, which you're doing as the first in the nation to do this, it's a game changer. Because, you know, just think, you know, when, you know, we had so many people come who are Newark residents. And when you go around Newark, you see, as you know, Mayor, you know, there's the vacant houses and the vacant lots. You take those, instead of selling them to a developer, it's respect for the Newark residents. You're selling it to them for $1, for $1. And so, and, you know, through the NACA mortgage, and we got plenty of that mortgage product. We have $20 billion of that, $15 billion from Bank of America. With that mortgage that we'll be able to provide the financing to do the renovation of those properties or to do the new construction. But you have to be NACA qualified, basically pre-approved. So we are working with everybody because everybody's important. And people, we deal with people's individual circumstances. So we don't look at their credit score. We look at, you know, their individual circumstances. So we'll get them NACA qualified. And once they're NACA qualified, then they'll be able to go to the lottery. And, you know, so, but you have to be, as you know, a resident of Newark for five years. So we're really providing, and what you're providing is for Newark residents, not for outsiders who might be coming in gentrifying the neighborhoods after people have fought and worked so hard to improve their neighborhoods. You're providing that to your Newark residents. So you're eliminating, in this case, the developer. And so what you're doing is you're saving massive amounts of money. So it goes straight from you, the city, to the home buyer. And then we're getting them through that process. But you have to be NACA qualified. And that's what we tell everybody. And then once you're NACA qualified, they'll be notified of those housing opportunities. And we're doing it now. We're doing it now for those vacant houses. As we showed during the events, we're determining how much it would cost to actually renovate them. And, you know, so people are going to have the opportunity very soon to go into the lottery for those houses. And for the new construction, we're building the first, you know, high quality modular home. It'll probably be built on Kent Street. And to do that so that people can touch and feel and see those homes and say, this is what I want and how do I want to adjust it, customize to myself. So we're really talking about the standard. And one of the interesting things when we did the workshops and we did the events, people say, well, you know, why can't I do this in other cities? Why can't I do it in New York City and other places? And what we're saying is, Mayor Barack is setting the standard for the country with the $1 homeownership program. And just think, people are going to be able to have a mortgage payment. Sometimes if they buy one of these vacant houses, which is, as we know, that's where the crime, that's where the, you know, drugs emanate from. So it's really a neighborhood stabilization, a crime prevention program, because, you know, who are the most effective crime fighters? As we've talked about, it's homeowners. And so we're really talking about neighborhood stabilization and make this the standard for the country. If people, you know, if you own a multifamily, you might have a mortgage payment of zero because your renters will be paying for, your mortgage payment. Or if it's a new construction, a single family, you're talking about a purchase price between $120,000, $130,000 out there. So you have a mortgage payment through the NACA mortgage of around $800 a month. That's a game changer.
Yeah.
For that.
So what shape are these properties in? Before you jump in, Desiree, okay. Let's talk to Jarrah mm-hmm. a little bit about what shape the properties are in. What are we expecting here?
Yes, ma'am. So within the city's inventory, we have some structures. So houses that certainly need to be rehabbed. We also have vacant lots as well. So there's an opportunity to not only purchase these properties and renovate them to your liking, but also to build from the ground up and really, not only fill in a void in the neighborhood, but really beautify it, combat blight, allow somebody to experience the American dream. And so there's a combination of these because these are not the city inventory. And it's important to note that, because again, we're talking about this thoughtful approach. So great, if you have structures, great, but also if you have vacant lots, and then what does that mean?
Good stuff.
I just wanted to ask Marcus, where does Invest in Newark fit into this entire process? Because I know there's been info sessions. We had the Achieve the Dream event. So mm-hmm. where does Invest in Newark fit into this process? And how are you guys helping this home ownership?
Sure, mission? That's a great question. Thank you. So, Invest Newark manages the Newark Land Bank for the city, mm-hmm. First in the state and still only in the state. And so we plan to use that same model to literally land bank these properties as Bruce and the NACA team get folks ready. Right. And when they're ready, we transfer them and they get their houses and off to the races they go.
All right. And I know there was a mention of the lottery system. Can either one of you explain the lottery system or what it would look like for the residents who want to apply for these properties? Does anyone, I guess you could explain, Marcus or Jarrah or Bruce. Either one of you.
I'll jump in. Unless I don't know if Bruce heard the question. The question was regarding the lottery process.
Right. So if I can add just one thing to what you're saying on that. So what we see on these houses, on the vacant houses that need to be renovated, it's a two-step process. So what we're doing now is we're going in and we're costing out how much it would be to actually renovate, to do the repairs. So we have, three types of inspectors going into every property. So there's a home inspector, there's an environmental inspector, and there is the contractor. So we're going to say, here's the range of the cost of doing the renovation of the property. And then once the home buyer is selected in the lottery, then they're going to be able to customize it. So if they want to make it into a 2 or 3 family home, they can do that. If they want to, you know, whatever they want to do on those homes, they can customize it. And the lottery would work where you get keys. So you increase your opportunity and your probability of getting these homes by the keys. So if you are lower income, you get more keys. If you are a long-term Newark resident, you get more keys. If you, you know, so depending on your circumstances, if you are someone with a Section 8 housing choice voucher, which you can go through the program as well, you get more keys. So you increase, you give everybody the opportunity, but you increase their opportunity and their probability by who we want to prioritize, which are people with the lower income, people who've been long-term Newark residents. So that's how the lottery works. But everybody has that opportunity, and we're going to notify everybody once you're NACA qualified and those properties become available. And we're doing that starting today. We've got over, you know, we got a lot of properties that we're doing the inspections on. We're doing that work. So this is becoming a reality as we speak.
Marcus, can you talk about the move? So I know Newark has a ton of different home ownership programs here in Newark. So I know EHD has a number of programs. So besides the dollar properties, people need to know about the other programs or offerings that the city has in place for home ownership. So Marcus, I wanted to ask you this question. Can you speak about the move-in ready program that Invest Newark has in place? For folks who may want to know about it,
yeah.
People who may not know about it.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we work with NACA for the Section 8 voucher conversion, which has been very successful. But, you know, often we hear people say, you know, I'm interested in being a homeowner, but, you know, I don't have a voucher. I make more than, you know, 60% of AMI, but I'm around 80%. So we have a program where we're trying to target those folks, and Move-In Ready is that program where essentially Invest Newark does act as the developer. We hire a local MWBE contractor to do the work on the houses. And we just got done with accepting initial applications for 2 homes and therefore families that make no more than 80% of AMI. So that's a lot of people in Newark, but you know, it's also firefighters, police officers, school teachers, bank tellers. Right. I mean, it's a lot of people. So we think that that's a really viable programs that we can offer for folks here.
Okay. Yeah. And that's basically, you said the Section 8 homeownership program, right? Or
those are 2 different things. Section 8 homeownership is different from Move-In Ready.
The Move-In Ready, okay.
Yeah.
And can you talk about the Section 8 homeownership program as well?
Yeah, sure. So essentially, you know, it's a fantastic program. I mean, people who have used a Section 8 voucher for years, perhaps to cover part of their rent, can take that same voucher, roughly that same amount, and have it applied toward a mortgage. And NACA has been a great partner with getting people through the process. You know, people just have to put their hands up, right? They're at the, say they're in public housing at the Newark Housing Authority. I'm interested in doing this. They get introduced to folks at NACA. They get them ready. While that's happening, we're getting houses ready. And then there's a lottery similar to this. You know, folks get picked and they close the loan just like anybody else would. And next thing you know, they're moving in.
Right.
And one of the guests on today's show is also a recipient, Ms. Patricia.
Yes.
We'll be talking to her.
Yes,
later.
Yes, she's great.
Show.
Yeah.
And moving on to Gerard, so I wanted to talk about the home ownership programs besides the dollar properties, other programs that are offered by the city through EHD. Can you discuss some of the Live Newark programs?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we're definitely, you know, proud of this latest program, home ownership revitalization. But there's been one in existence, and that's the Live Newark program. And it's actually 3 parts to it. So the first one is, you know, obviously making home ownership, you know, much more something that Newark residents can take advantage of. And so therefore it's the down payment assistance, the cost, right? So whether it's down payment or closing costs. And so what we've been able to do is identify funds. Up until last year was about $5,000. We've been able to double that to 10,000. We're trying to take a look at the data, and the data has told us between 2022 last year, and this year, 2023, the average need has been about 15,000. And so we're working to meet that need And so that would enable Newark residents whose area median income, again, just as Mark has mentioned, this program is up to the 80% to qualify for those funds. And basically the way it works is it's a forgivable loan, which means that as long as you stay in the home, because the whole purpose is to make sure that, you know, we put people in homes here that are willing to stay and invest in those communities over the long term, that you don't have to pay those funds back. All right, so that hopefully helps eliminate one of the barriers, which is, you know, the cost in order to get into a home here in the city of Newark. Another aspect of that program is one for employees. So that's the employee assistance program. So to Margaret's point, it's very important that, you know, we are able to make sure that some of the folks, you know, who work in our city, mm-hmm. Are able to also purchase homes here. You know, at one point, you know, my elders tell me that, you know, you be able to come outside and your doctor lived on your block, your teacher lived on your block, everybody lived in your community. And so, you know, we want to make sure we expand that to our workforce as well, as they're also eligible for the homeownership revitalization program. And the third element of that is also the beautification piece under mm-hmm. Live Newark. So, up until last year, there was 10,000 available in order to improve the facade of a home, the exterior of homes. And so we've been able to double that to 20,000 in order to meet the need based on some of the data. And basically what that does is for folks who are already in the home, been there for at least 3 years. Right? They didn't just purchase it, but they've been there at least 3 years. It enables them to, you know, again, beautify the neighborhood by beginning with their property specifically. And so, you know, there's a process in which we also, you know, assist folks with, you know, identifying what the repair needs are and, you know, making sure that they can get to the point where, whether it's a roof or the a porch or even a driveway, you know, that they can go ahead and, you know, meet those needs financially in order to make that happen. And,
is there some financial constraints to that?
Well, yeah, because the source of it is federal funding. So right. It's home funds. And so therefore, that's why I mentioned the 80% of area median income for the down payment assistance, as well as the facade program. And so, you know, based on that, it is based on income. But we do see, you know, some of the data most recently. So, for example, the facade program, mainly seniors take advantage of that, and the majority of those forgivable loans have been made in the South Ward and in the West Ward, yeah. Right? And so, you know, we know that there are great needs in those areas, but it's all first come, first serve. And so, you know, it's open to folks up to a certain income, whereas the employee assistance program is not necessarily income based.
Can you explain the 80% AMI, exactly what that means for folks who may not know exactly what that means?
Yeah, I know we hear this a lot, and people say AMI, so it's area median income. And so what happens is the federal government, HUD specifically, Housing and Urban Development, they make a calculation in terms of what the numbers are in a particular region, in terms of, you know, what should be income limits. And so, you know, based on that, it changes every year, typically around the spring. Mm. And basically what that does is, it impacts housing policy and also finance, right? So lower level government agencies, as well as developers themselves, they all abide by these numbers. And so, you know, because a lot of people ask about, you know, AMI, what that means for Newark. So just know it's not necessarily arbitrary, but it's not specific to Newark either. Newark has, you know, and that catchment area includes some other counties as well. So that kind of, you know, skews the numbers. So we talk about area median income, just know that, you know, it is based on, you know, a calculation the federal government makes.
Right.
So,
right. Okay. So any last things? You guys spoke for a long time, man. You guys, you know, we got other people that want to come on the show, man. So any last things you guys want to say about any of the work that you're getting involved in here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it might be helpful to, I always want to promote our website, EEG's website, because the programs that I mentioned, along with so many other programs and resources, are always listed there. So, of course, you know, the city of Newark, newarknj.gov, Utah Department, EEGD, Economic Housing Development, and you'll literally see a list of programs where you can go and find out all the information you need to. So, again, that's Live Newark, that's Home Revitalization, Home Ownership Revitalization Program, and many more. In addition to, it talks about affordability, like what that means specifically in Newark, right? Because that was the last question. Yes. And so, you know, it talks about that. And so I always like to give people that resource, because a lot of times I see people reach out to other people on social media or find other roundabout ways to get information. So I definitely want to promote that as a resource and make sure that that's where people can go to get that information.
Mm-hmm. And if I can just add one brief final thing, look, as you're saying, what the city of Newark and what you're doing, Mayor, is setting the standard for the country. I mean, just think, you know, when the word got out to the 6,500 Newark residents who have a Section 8 housing choice voucher, we had over 1,000 people come and start that process using their Section 8 voucher, which is unbelievable, what we call the HOT PHA, Home Ownership Through Public Housing Assistance. And that means with a 20-year mortgage, you know, for virtually the whole time of that period, it's going to be paid for with the Housing Choice Voucher and, you know, the 30% coming from the Housing Choice Voucher recipient. So that means that instead of paying the landlord, you're paying the mortgage, generating $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 in wealth. It's a game changer on a large scale. So when you look at all the programs that you're doing, as you're saying, you don't need me to say it, it's, you know, setting the standard of affordable home ownership for the country. You've got all the bases covered with, you know, Invest Newark, with the programs you're doing, with the stuff we're doing with NACA. So only thing I'd say is to anybody that's listening, if you are a Newark resident, you almost have an obligation to take advantage of these programs, because rents are high out there and you can, you know, have a mortgage payment that's less than you're paying in rent. And, you know, whether you want to buy a new construction or to renovate existing property through the city programs or from, you know, those other initiatives, it's a place to do. And as you know, and know what you're doing, there's a lot of business for contractors out there to do the work, and those are the contractors that are within the city of Newark doing the work. So we're really excited to working with you in this partnership, but as important to make the Newark standard, the Newark NACA Newark standard, the standard for the country. So thank you for the opportunity, and the word has gotten out.
Thank you, Bruce. And Marcus, I'm going to ask if you have any last words. Maybe you can shout out the website. You can go to look up the properties that are currently available through Land Bank website, or any other things you wanted to mention.
Sure. Landbank.investnork.org. Landbank.investnork.org. Check that out. Register. You can stay aware of all that we got going on.
All right. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you, man.
Keep
thank
doing
you.
The work. Thank you, Bruce. Yep.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We want to welcome our second group of guests here, Tricia Lobrano and Patricia Hobbs. Welcome to Rising 60. Thank you guys for being here. You know, first, just want to, we talked in the first half about all of the programs that are made available mm-hmm. here in the city of Newark through Invest Newark, NACA, EHD, there's a myriad of programs, and you two ladies obviously have been engaged in some of those programs. I just want you to describe going through the process and obtaining your mortgage. What was that like for you? You know, that's it.
Oh, so I don't know if I start.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it was a fairly easy process. Like I've said this a few times, if you want something, you make sure you get it. You make sure you
have what you need to obtain it. So uploading the documentation to NACA, scanning the documents and everything. It was pretty easy for me because I worked from home and I had the computers and the things to utilize those tools. But for someone who isn't computer savvy, may not have access to scanners or things, it may be a little challenging for them. But otherwise than that, when I started the process, I gave them everything they asked for, got approved for the mortgage. I think the ending part is where I kind of became a stalker a little bit because I was waiting for InvestNorc to like let me get the house so I could get the inspector and everything. And I kept like harassing them, like, you know, I need the house. I want to move. I was trying to push the process a little faster than what it goes. So I had to learn patience, but it was a fairly easy and step-by-step process in which they educated me the whole way.
For me, it wasn't as easy. It took almost 3 years. I started the process and then COVID happened. So things were pushed back a little bit. I was laid off, so I had to wait for all of that. As far as what Patricia mentioned with uploading the documents and so forth, that was the easy part of it. I'm pretty organized, and I always kept those things in folders anyway. I just had to kind of separate it a little bit and put it under a NACA folder. For other people that may not have access to that stuff, you know, you have apps now that we can download, like Scanner, Cam Scanner, I think is like really popular. You know, even Adobe, you can pay for that if you have the means to. But overall, it's just the whole step-by-step process with going through the program from the beginning and having your counselor assigned to you, walking you through things. And that's the beauty in it, is that someone may think, oh, I'm not ready. And you really don't know how ready you are until you sit with a counselor and they say, no, this and that is all you need. And now you're like, oh, my God, I could have, you know, been doing this like later on and not realize that I can actually do it now. Yeah. And if I knew this maybe a year or two ago, I could have done it a lot sooner.
Right.
But that's a great thing about the NACA program. One of the many benefits that I like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. So I just wanted to ask, I know Patricia, you used the Section 8 homeownership conversion program, which was the program by InvestNorc, and Tricia, you use a traditional NACA mortgage program. But I want to make that clear because people listening might not know. But I wanted you both to talk about the emotional experience of owning your own home. So can you talk about how you felt, Patricia, after you got the keys? And then, Tricia, you can follow up.
So let me just tell you, I was super excited because I closed on my home on like the Friday after Thanksgiving, right? And I was kind of rushing them because I knew that they were doing a press conference on December 2nd. And I wanted to have it furnished. And they were like, don't worry, Miss Hobbs. I was like, no, I need to be in here so I can have it furnished when they come in. So I was super excited to be receiving all of this recognition. First, I'm excited that that initiative Mayor Ross Baraka introduced to the city of Newark, because had he not, it would be a lot longer for me to become a homeowner. Mm. Although I had money saved and NACA didn't need it, I would have probably had to have about $20,000 to purchase a home and still be able to pay my bills. So I just want to say that being a recipient of the Section 8 voucher and being able to turn it over to a deed and use it and become a homeowner and break generational curses and create wealth and equity when I'm moving to my home already is phenomenal. I don't know too many people who are able to do that. I try to stay away from the comments on the social media that says that, you know, the people of Section 8 are, you know, we don't work, we're uneducated, we don't deserve it. But I don't know who they met, but I've worked my entire life since Speedy. I got a college degree while on Section 8. I've always paid my rent. So I manifested this house and the universe gave it to me by this means because I deserved it.
I know that's right.
Well, for me, I went through the traditional route, but it really wasn't that much different. I think the only difference is that Patricia had Section 8, which again is also a great program. But the whole process, it was a little nerve-wracking for me. Again, I was coming really close to not having it close, and that was to no fault of anyone but the builder. The builder took like almost a full year to have the whole project completed because I had my home built.
I had a new build.
A new construction. And I was less than a week away from having my rate lock expire. And I have a 2%.
Oh my God.
And at the time, it was like at 5.7 or something like that. Yeah, so I'm like, no, I can't do this. So I too became like a stalker. I'm like, listen, what's happening? I had a great friend who's also my realtor, Takesha Hubert, and she's one of those people that sees you through to the end and beyond. So she made phone calls. She sent emails, even to my own attorney. And she's like, what's happening? Let's move this along. And, you know, everything worked out. With the same thing like Patricia, I had some money saved up. This wasn't my first home. This would be my third. Unfortunately, the first home I had was part of that 2007-2008 mortgage crisis. And so I lost my home then. I got into an agreement with an owner who was going through trouble. I paid $30,000. I was supposed to close on that house and did not know that they were already in foreclosure. So I lost that. And, you know, you would think someone going through that would just give up. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah,
you know, I am. Yeah, I am. I migrated here from Trinidad and Tobago, and I have always had to work really hard.
Right.
And my mindset is I'm not a loser. And in this game of life, I'm going to win. So I'm going to play the game until I win. And that's what I did. I had my money saved up. A friend of mine told me about NACA. I said, well, you know, I kind of got burned twice. If I can hold on to my money and not need it, let me do that. So I looked into the NACA program. I followed through with everything. The money that I had now, I'm able to, you know, make additions to my home, provide something beautiful for someone else to live in because I got a two family. And so now someone came over here from New York who also migrated here from Trinidad and she's now my tenant.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so I'm helping not just break that same thing, that generational curse, and bring generational wealth and so forth into it, but I'm also helping to provide a home for someone else. She is now inspired and she too is getting ready to use the NACA program.
That's nice. Wow. Love to hear it.
You guys, I know you have family members, and how does the family, how had this impacted them?
So, you know, in the beginning of the process, I tried to keep it a secret because I didn't want any negative energy. Anyone not speaking what I was speaking over my life. So when it came close to the end, when they was like, you approved for the mortgage, and I started reaching out like, hey, I'm getting a house. They was like, well, when did you start doing it? I've been working on it. And then when I got the house, they were like really excited. So I think for my family, for me, it was a little different because like, I was kind of like the black sheep. You know, I was the adopted girl that they adopted. I was kind of like, I did my own thing. So they was like, Taji, I've calmed down. I have my daughters, you know, and to see me get a home, to be able to pass along to them, my family was ecstatic about that because it was something that they didn't have to worry about for me. But to see that I was able to do it through this program with no money down, no money my pocket, no closing costs. Well, I got $10,000 from the city, which was phenomenal.
Nice.
It created a lot of jealousy too, though, if I can just say, you know, because people are really
upset
that I got a house
there
for free. So.
I'm just
thankful and blessed that you did this with us.
Wow. Absolutely. Good for you.
Yeah. Well, for me, my daughter was ecstatic because, again, we lost the first home, second home. She got close to it. She was so happy with her room. And now with this one, she's like, I'm okay. We're okay. This is ours. I'm like, yes, baby, this is our home. So watching her, you know, just settle in and be comfortable and feeling safe and secure was just like the best, prize at the end of this whole process for me. Like I couldn't have asked for something better.
And something you said, Patricia, which is important, that this is something that you could pass down. So home ownership is legacy.
Yeah.
You know, for your family, you can't pass your salary down.
Mm.
So you can certainly pass your house down.
That's
And now you can have Thanksgiving dinner at your house. Yeah. Your house next year.
Yeah, it's really different when you're a renter. You only have certain things you could do. You know, you're a renter. You can't. It's not your home. Mm. Although I would clean and treat it as it was, but now that it's my home, I can have cookouts. I can do whatever.
Right.
I don't have to worry about nobody over my head making noise. Some of the things that drove me crazy as a renter, but I am so happy now. It's so silent.
And you got your own backyard.
Yes, and it's so silent. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
All right. I'm good done. I think
Yeah. You ladies give me inspiration. I'm excited and happy for you. You know, it makes us believe that we have to continue to do these kinds of things. And ANACA has been a godsend for us in the city of Newark. So we're going to continue to work with them. And would you encourage other people to go through this process?
Absolutely. I have signed up about 20 people. I'm calling people. I'm emailing people. I'm letting them know. And that was one of the things, like, for me, I don't promote something unless I believe in it and I know
about it.
So when I was going through the process, I didn't say anything either, because same reason, you don't want to hear, oh, you're doing this, you're doing this, too good to be true. You hear it all.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure, let me go through it first before I let people know about this, because I definitely don't want to get anyone jammed up. And then they'd be like, look, girl, what happened? So once that was completed and I got my approval, I'm like, listen, this is what you have to do. This, I'll help you. I'll do this. And that's me naturally. Mm-hmm. I love helping people. So if we find something out, and this is like one of the best kept secrets, it's been around for a long time, but I didn't hear about it. You know, Patricia didn't hear about it. There are so many other people that I have spoken to that did not hear about it. And I think that we owe it to, you know, those people that are like us to tell them that it's out there and you too can become a homeowner.
Yes, because they come and ring my doorbell. I don't have a problem with that. I work from home. But because they know the house, they say, I saw your house on the news. I saw you. Mm-hmm. To physically see someone, I came up in Vellsburg, the people that know me, to see me and to see the transition and see, I was talking about last year becoming a homeowner and manifesting it on my Facebook, and to see that I'm now a homeowner. I'm happy to tell people on how to get through NAC. I've been helping people try to upload their paperwork, just different things. But I tell people they got to be patient. They got to remain positive about it.
Right.
And they have to know that if they want it, they deserve it. I can't say that anymore, because you create your destiny right here.
Yeah.
And if you don't have control of this right here, then you're not, there's nothing.
Right.
It's true.
Right. That's funny. You guys said you didn't tell anybody about the process. Naka was like your secret boyfriend for a long time.
Yeah.
Still is.
That's funny.
All right.
We appreciate you ladies for coming on. Thank you. For giving us of your time and waiting for us. We appreciate that, and good luck to you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, without question. And I pray you guys have an incredible year, and Thanksgiving be very special this year. So God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So thank you to all the guests for such an informative conversation. Thank you to our audience for tuning in and listening as always. And make sure you share this episode and all of the episodes of Rising 60 with your family, friends, and social circles to stay updated on the many, many exciting initiatives that are transforming our city. And remember, now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to open the doors of opportunity to all of God's children. That door to opportunity is home ownership, which for most Americans is their single most valuable asset. And that's Martin Luther King Jr. Godspeed to all of y'all. See you next time.